it. So let's get to Jerry J-Man Joyner about this whole thing. Hey, J-Man, how you doing, buddy?
Man, if I was doing any better, they'd probably put a tax on it.
I love every time I talk to you, you get a new one. I love that. Well, let's get serious here. So I honestly, and you know, J-Man, I don't partake in, so I don't really even pay attention to the packaging. But what they're saying is the Fed's warning these companies not to make their packaging look too cartoony or brightly colored or happiness because it appeals to young kids. Now, they're not going to be able to get it in, say, the dispensary, but mom and dad get it, the edibles, whatever, they bring it home. Now the kid thinks it's just like anything else. You had to keep cigarettes out of the reach of children. You got to keep alcohol out of the reach of children. Same thing, right?
Absolutely. And here's where the problem's super prevalent, guys. 2 days ago in California, state law enforcement seized 2.2 million pieces of fake cannabis packaging. In other words, this says Twinkies or Sweet Tarts, and it looks like a legitimate manufacturer of a product that's illegal. They're even using the illegal symbol that says it's valid to sell in California on this packaging. So these bad actors across the country are creating a real issue. If they're willing to fake the packaging, who knows what they're putting in the product that's in there? That's where I have a big concern on this.
What is the advantage to somebody doing that, though? I mean, that's nefarious. That's obviously illegal. That's really evil. But what do they gain? Because usually it's money. But how do they make it? How do they gain money out of that?
Money, money, money. Let's use an example of a bag of gummies that you go legitimately buy at a dispensary or even corner stores that are legitimately selling legitimate products, right? Or you go to your street dealer. The street dealers are the guys that are putting a lot of these things in here, and now it's getting into stores that bad actors are doing this. People aren't checking and making sure they're getting good products. But I think more of these fake products that you're seeing and these that are appealing to kids because it says Twinkies or Oreos or Sweet Tarts on it are being packaged by bad actors with who knows what kind of product, and it's being sold on the street. Because you can go buy these packages on eBay now. You can buy you 100 Sweet Tart Sour Gummy packages with a California symbol on it. And it's going to continue until we make this stuff legal. While it's illegal, these things flourish.
Oh, man. But, marijuana industry, the marijuana industry, isn't it? It's pretty much legal just about everywhere now, isn't it?
It is. Adult use is legal in 24 states for regulated marijuana, which is highly taxed and highly regulated, how much you can buy, how much it costs you. Now they've got the hemp-derived products that are legal due to the 2018 Farm Bill that those guys, businessmen, that said, wait a minute, we can get into this industry without having to do the regulated. 45 states have this available. Both of these combined, regulated is $30 billion with a B, hemp is $27 billion with a B, pale in comparison to the $75 billion with a B that still exists on the illicit or illegal market.
Where is it not? Is there anywhere in America, because as you know, I have no idea, is there anywhere in the United States where it's flat out illegal, cannabis is flat out illegal like it used to be?
You know, Idaho probably has some pretty strict rules. We can't keep up with how quickly these rules and regulations change. But remember, guys, the illegal marijuana is sold in all 50 states, everywhere. And if we were to make marijuana legal on the federal level, let the states deal with it, just like we done with alcohol after prohibition, I can see less and less of these bad actors' products because we're taking the money away from them.
Yeah, you take the incentive and it's gone and it's done. Jerry J-Man Joyner. Well, kids getting a hold of the stuff, and it's still, I mean, even alcohol is legal. It's still a problem, kids getting a hold of it. I don't know that's ever going to go away.
It's good common sense for our parents and our caregivers of children to treat these products no differently than you do cigarettes, prescription medications, chemicals. You know, we had a problem a few years back with kids eating those pods, the dishwashing laundry pods, because they were colorful. Hell, you know, it looked like something I'd want to eat. You know, how do you cut this thing open?
Oh, boy. J-Man. Hey, I get it. The legalization, you're You would take the money out of it, and that's just the way it is. What's new with you? What's going on with the Weed and Whiskey podcast? Anything new?
Well, you know what? This Friday, we drop our episode that we have J.T. Barnett on. He was the original producer of Tiger King, the guy that found Joe Exotic, and he also did a show called Cheater. So we're real excited about having him on, and he and I are going to be doing some stuff in 2025. I'm going to go on the road.
Oh, really? Do what? Concerts?
Concerts? Any place they'll have. Now, I'm going to go surfing at these indoor surfing places. I'm going to go eat food at these cannabis restaurants that are popping up. I'm going to go kind of on a tour of America and showing how cannabis is becoming mainstream.
Look, are you coming to Michigan?
Of course. Y'all are the number one seller of weed in America.
Are we really?
You surpassed California this year.
When are you going to... tell me when you're around.
I'll keep you guys posted. They're hollering at me for another one, guys. I got to jump off right now.
Fine. Get out of here. Jerry J. Mann Joyner, my buddy, the Weed and Whiskey podcast. He's a good man. He really is. And we may not agree on stuff. I get his point of view, though. I will never probably partake in gummies or any of that. I just don't feel the need. CBD oil, a little bit different. I saw the effects of that with my own mother-in-law toward the end of her life, and I get it. But he is a cool cat, though. I hope when he comes to Michigan and we can have him in the studio, that'd be really cool. 1320, wrapping up your morning wake up. Mike Austin back in just a minute.